Money control scoop confirms Sarvam raises $234 million, joins Unicorn Club. Consumer startups back in VC spotlight. IT firms rethink AI strategy after Anthropic move. Razorpay takes confidential IPO route.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. Alright, big day today. Let's begin with the Money Control scoop that has now been officially confirmed. And of course, a major development in India's AI ecosystem as well. We're talking about Sarvam's big deal. Sarvam, the Bengaluru-based sovereign AI startup, has raised about $234 million in the first close of its Series B funding round at a valuation of $1.5 billion, officially joining the Unicorn Club. Now, the round was led by HCL Tech, which is investing $150 million alongside Bessemer Venture Partners and existing investors, including Peak 15 Partners and Ghostlab Ventures. As we started the podcast, Money Control had first reported in March that Sarvam was prepping for a large funding round and later exclusively reported that HCL Tech would lead the investment as well. But the timing is significant. As we look at it, just days ago, Anthropic restricted access to some of its most advanced AI models for foreign nationals following a US government directive. So that development has renewed conversations around sovereign AI, the idea that countries, enterprises need domestic AI capabilities that are not dependent on decisions made elsewhere. Just a bit of a background here, Sarvam was founded by Vivek Raghavan and Pratyush Kumar in 2023. The company is building a full stack AI platform covering models, infra and enterprise development. So India has already been moving in the sovereign AI direction under the 10,371 crore India AI mission. The government has also backed 12 organizations and consortia to develop homegrown foundational AI models. That list not just includes Sarvam, it has other companies like BharatGen, Nyani, Gun AI, and Avatar AI as well. And companies such as Socket AI, Fractal, and Tech Mahindra are also building smaller, specialized models tailored for specific industries and use cases. Now, taken together, the latest funding round and recent developments around Anthropic suggest that sovereign AI is moving from a long-term ambition to a near-term strategic priority for both companies and governments. All right, moving from AI to consumer startups, where investors are once again opening their wallets. Several venture capital firms, including Axel, Lightspeed, Bessemer, V3 Ventures, and Source VC, are evaluating investments in a new gen of consumer-focused startups. One company attracting attention is Fixly, which is a construction tech startup founded by Design Cafe co-founder Shizan Bojwani. Now, sources told us that the company is in talks to raise between $5 and $7 million from investors, including Axel, Fireside, and Lightspeed. Beyond construction as well, investors are looking at travel, wellness, skincare, and health-focused businesses. Among the startups in fundraising discussions are travel platform 30 Sundays, haircare brand Extobia, wellness company Sloom Wellness, anti-aging brand B Clinical, and chronic pain management startup Betterhood. The common theme across these businesses is a focus on convenience, wellness, and premium consumer experiences. For investors, the next wave of consumer startups appear to be less about mass market platforms and more about solving specific consumer needs. All right, back to AI now, where the fallout from Anthropic's recent restrictions is still being discussed across India's tech industry. Anthropic's decision to suspend access to its Fable 5 and Mythos 5 models for foreign nationals has highlighted a new challenge for IT services firms. Companies such as TCS and Infosys have been building AI solutions using Anthropic's tech alongside models from OpenAI, Google, and others. But industry experts say the episode reinforces the importance of remaining model agnostic. So that means applications need to work across multiple AI models rather than depending heavily on a single provider. So many companies are now expected to build fallback systems, abstraction layers, and even testing frameworks that allow AI applications to switch between models if something like this happens again unexpectedly. But the broader lesson, of course, in all this is that AI strategy is no longer only about choosing the best model. It is also about ensuring continuity, flexibility, and resilience when external factors like such change. All right, finally, another major break from Moneycontrol. IPO development coming in from India's fintech sector. Razorpay has confidentially filed draft papers with market regulator SEBI for an initial public offering, according to sources who told us. Now, the proposed IPO is expected to raise more than $700 million, or around $600 to $700 million, although the final size could change depending on market conditions. Now, the confidential filing route allows companies to begin the IPO process without publicly disclosing detailed financial information at an early stage. So Moneycontrol had previously reported that Razorpay had appointed Axis Bank, Kotak Mahindra Capital, JP Morgan, and Citi as bankers for the offering. So the filing, if you look at it, marks an important milestone of India's largest fintech companies and adds to a growing pipeline of startup IPOs that includes names such as Zepto, Turtlemint, even PhonePe and others preparing for public market debuts. But as more late-stage startups move closer to listing, the IPO market is becoming one of the key themes to watch across India's tech and startup ecosystem. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Moneycontrol. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more Tech and Startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Moneycontrol's Tech 3 podcast.